Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 24, Polokwane 26, Rustenburg 25 degrees. The Gauteng MEC for Transport will be meeting with Soweto residents in Orlando West today over taxi violence. Last week, the South African National Taxi Council and the National Taxi Alliance prevented a planned shutdown of minibus taxi services. The department spokesperson, Lesiba Mpia, says the MEC will provide residents with an update on the taxi association's disputes.
Gauteng MEC for Transport and Logistics, MEC Kidiboni Dialetlabela, is continuing consultations with various stakeholders in an attempt to find a lasting solution of the ongoing violent dispute between the two associations.
The University of South Africa is investigating over 1,400 cases of academic dishonesty, including plagiarism. There's been an outcry from students about the efficacy of certain programs during online exams. The university's Vice Principal for Institutional Development, Ramakgai Manaho.
The relevant departments within the university have been tasked to look into the allegations. Once these departments have concluded their work and advised the university of the conclusion they have reached, management will take a decision on the next and appropriate steps to be taken.
Several suburbs in Pretoria East have been without electricity since last night as a result of the Mooi Kloof substation transformer catching fire. This trip at the Inyala infeed station. Teams are currently on site working to restore power as soon as possible. Here's Tshwane Emergency Services spokesperson Charles Mabaso.
According to electricians on site, the switchgear room of the substation suffered extensive damages to all panels. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined.
Some good news. Load shedding will continue to be suspended until further notice. This makes it 22 consecutive days without any power cuts. Here's Eskom's Daphne Mugwena.
While Eskom acknowledges this milestone, it remains committed to the continued implementation of its generation operational recovery plan to reduce and ultimately eliminate load shedding. A total of 2,070 megawatts of generating capacity is planned to be returned to service by Friday.
An Australian police have arrested a man they allege was behind a failed drug import plot that resulted in mysterious cocaine bricks washing up on the East Coast beaches for months. About 256 kilograms of that product washed up in bricks on shores of many popular beaches late last year. The man was arrested yesterday and hit with 19 charges. I'm Chanel. September More News in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
So lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado.
Ooh. There's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey. We're surviving.
A
break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas.